For starters, this is not a new proposal, not really. A Green New Deal task force proposed a plan some 13 years ago. Nor is the Green New Deal just about energy. It addresses everything from social justice to higher education to cleaner air and water. Nor is it a proposed law. This is a non-binding House resolution. Now, Greg Cazera is an engineer, a businessman, and an author who says the energy planks of the deal are simply fantasy.
It's primarily wind, it's solar, it's geothermal, it's waves, it's hydroelectric. But when you put all those pieces together, and I looked at it as an engineer, there's only 5% of that energy that you can count on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Because the wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. He says gutting the fossil fuel industry will have dire side effects. Look around you right now and try to count how many items you see that contain plastic.
You can't have a windmill. You can't have a solar panel. You can't have an electric car without fossil fuels, without oil and gas and petrochemicals. Because the electric car, you know, maybe you can get electricity from wind, but you can't build the darn car because 70% of that is plastics and petrochemicals.
Then there's the national defense.
None of these Green New Deal people seem to be talking about the military. Our military, Russell, runs on fossil fuels. You can't run a tank on solar, and you can't run a fighter jet on wind. You got to have fossil fuels.
So those who push the Green New Deal, he says, have no idea of the ramifications were it adopted over the next decade.
These young people, these 4 million people that marched on the climate change thing, are they willing to give up their cell phones? Because that's what we're talking about. The internet and cell phones, particularly the internet, is a huge user of electricity. Where is that going to come from?
Cazera sums up his argument this way. Fossil fuels work. Figure out how to reduce emissions, and importantly, push for energy independence.
It's serious business. We've got to understand what's going on with energy, and we got to vote accordingly. We got to send a message that this whole Green New Deal and anti-fracking thing, it's anti-family, it's anti-senior, it's anti-job. I mean, it really doesn't help the planet, because we've already shown we can reduce CO2 and become the leading oil and gas producer in the world.
Tomorrow, another perspective from a man who does believe we can get serious about climate change without destroying our modern way of life. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.